Welcome to Freelance Gems, a podcast designed to help you make your service-based business a whole lot less work and a whole lot more fun. Today we're talking about a topic I am a little bit obsessed with, planning. I am telling y'all, I am so fascinated with making the most of my time. And if you've been working for yourself for long, you probably have looked into some time management or productivity hacks, because it is surprisingly hard to manage yourself. And it's easy to end up not making a ton of progress on your business. Or maybe you find yourself making time for client work because there's a person who paid you and is waiting for the deliverables. But you find that when it comes to working on your own business, your own marketing, that is the stuff that gets pushed to the side. That is a cue that it might be time to explore some productivity systems. And I will by no means say that the tips I'm going to share today are completely original or the tips that are guaranteed to work for you, because there are more time management and productivity hacks than you can even imagine out there. These are just what's worked for me after trying just about every method out there, watching all the YouTube videos, reading all the books. So essentially, you don't have to if this system works for you. But the important thing is that you give the tips a solid try before you decide if they work for you or not. And to make that easier, I've broken down my system into tasks that can be completed quarterly, weekly, and daily. So we're gonna start as zoomed out as we can get, and that is with our quarterly or 12-week planning. And I say quarterly or 12-week because I don't want you to have to wait till the next quarter to start this. You can literally start next week. This whole system is inspired by the 12-week year, which is a system based on the premise that if you take down your yearly goals to 12-week goals and make every 12 weeks a year, every month a quarter, every week a month, and every day a week, it's a lot more manageable to work towards those goals. But we're actually zooming out even more because we're going to start by thinking about where you'd like to be in 3 years. In business, health, location, personal life, you name it. Just be as specific as you can about your ideal life in 3 years, because this daydreaming exercise is going to be the foundation for your 12-week goals. And the more specific your 3-year plan is, the more effective your 12-week goals will be at getting you there. So take some time, you don't need much, maybe 10 minutes, and brainstorm a page or a couple paragraphs of your ideal life in 3 years. And once you've done that, we're going to use this as a map to break down our 12-week goals, which will typically be a group of 1 to 3 goals, depending on how big each goal is. Now, it's recommended to have at least one of your 12-week goals be achievable in that time span, so you can have reached a milestone by the end of your 12 weeks to celebrate and kind of get you motivated for the next 12 weeks. So an example of this is that in my current 12-week plan, my goals are to launch 2 new templates, book 2 new projects of a new type of service I'm launching, and start consistently doing my content marketing. So this podcast is thanks to the 12-week plan, actually. So the first two are both goals that will be finished and achieved by the end of the 12 weeks. And it's just the last goal that's more of an ongoing type of goal. And I did this on purpose so that I'd have something to celebrate at the end of my 12 weeks. Of course, celebrating consistency is important too, but it's nice to have something that can be fully completed in this time span. Other examples of goals you could set are to book a certain amount of money in projects or new clients. Maybe you want to make 10K in the next 12 weeks, or you want to lose 10 pounds, or transition to a 4-day work week. You can have a mix of business and personal goals, or all one or the other. It's up to you and what you think is the most important to tackle in your life at the moment. And if you think you need to, you can pull out the bigger goals from your 3-year plan and rate them based on what needs the most attention right now in your life. So if business is doing great, but you haven't seen your friends in a year, then maybe you need to make one of your goals to have weekly friend dates. So this can be a really good exercise to kind of figure out what to prioritize first, because you might have a lot of goals in different areas of your life in your 3-year plan. You just need to decide where to start. What's most important is that these goals are specific, measurable, aligned with your three-year vision, and something that's doable but is still going to push you. Now, once you have these goals, we're going to break down the 1 to 3 that you've chosen into tactics you need to achieve each week for each goal. For example, for my goal of launching 2 new templates, I set the design and development of template 1 to be due by the end of week 1, the course creation for template 1 to be done by week 2, the design of template 2 to be done by week 3, the course creation of that template to be done by week 4, the launch of both templates by week 5, and I need to send PR gifts and do influencer outreach weeks 6 through 12. Most tactics should have specific weeks they're due, so you can plan your week accordingly and have little mini accomplishments each week. But some will be ongoing tactics, and in this case, instead of writing week 1 or week 5, you can just write daily, weekly, or monthly, depending on how often they need to happen. And if this is sounding a little complex, I am going to share my Notion template for this, which is essentially my Notion dashboard. So this will have everything you need to get set up for the quarterly, weekly, and daily planning steps in this episode, and I'll put that in the show notes below. Okay, now that you've done your quarterly planning or your 12-week planning, because remember, you do not have to wait until the next quarter for this. Please don't wait and just start next week. But now we're going to get into weekly planning. So now that you've created your 12-week plan and broken each goal into weekly tactics with due dates, you're going to need to keep this where you can see it. Ideally, where you can see it every day, but as long as you're looking at this sheet at least once a week for your weekly planning, that will work. So what I like to do is have a whole overview of my week in Notion. You can do the exact same thing in a notebook where you just list out Monday through Friday and then have some space under each one for your 1 to 3 major to-dos for each day. And keep in mind, this is not our daily planning, so you can leave any smaller to-dos to the daily planning. This is where task batching comes in, so you don't have to switch your focus a million times in a day. For example, this week is week 3 in my 12-week plan, and I have the design and development of template 2, the creation of 2 podcast episodes due this week, like this one, and also the creation of template 2's course is due this week. Now this is kind of a lot, so consider how many things you're making do each week across your goals, because this is my max that's doable. I honestly probably could have scaled it down a little bit, but just keep that in mind with how much time you have to dedicate. But what I did was on Sunday night, and this could be Friday afternoon or Monday morning, whenever you do your weekly planning, I refer to these 3 things that need to happen this week, and then I plot them out on my week accordingly. So I decided that Monday, which is today, will be my podcast day to record and edit all my podcasts. Tuesday and Wednesday will be my design and development days, and Thursday will be my course creation day. And I try and leave Friday blank whenever I can, because I do work on a 4-day work week. Sometimes I end up working on my own personal projects on Friday. So even if you don't have an entire day to dedicate to one goal or one task, as long as you can block off a 3-hour chunk before or after your obligations at some point during the week, that is enough time to make focused progress if you're working towards just one thing. So just to recap, for our weekly planning, we are pulling up our 12-week plan, checking which week we're on. So I'm looking at all the tactics due for week 3, and then I am plotting out what the main task of each day will be accordingly. Okay, on to our daily planning. Once we're here, this is honestly the least intensive part because we've done so much of the heavy lifting already, which is part of what makes this productivity system so great. We don't have to consider all our big goals and daily tasks and client work and try and prioritize each one every day. Instead, we did all our planning at once, and now we just need to look at our weekly plan and get started on the day's major task. So the special sauce here is to use time blocking, work sprints, and energy mapping to make the most of your day. I personally chunk my day into 1.5-hour work sprints because this is enough time to really get into a task and make some progress before you have to take a break. What matters is that for the duration of this time, you're not distracted and you're working as efficiently as possible, which is always easier to do when there's a countdown on the clock. So then when the timer goes off, you are not going to keep going. You're going to stop, close your computer or at least walk away and take a real 15-minute break where you stand up, stretch, get a snack, play with your dog, anything like that, as long as it's not just staring more at your computer or your phone. And like I mentioned before, this is just what I personally do, so if you find you're someone who likes shorter blocks like the Pomodoro method of 25 minutes on and 5-minute breaks, that might work for you as well. I've tried that and it's worked great. But once you've chosen your work sprint length, it's time to block out time in your day based off of these intervals. You can use whatever calendar you prefer. I use iCal because it's got cute colors. And I typically do 3 to 4 work sprints a day, starting from 9 a.m. And I also make sure to leave those 15-minute gaps in my schedule or else I'll just work right through them. So this helps you visualize where your time is going each day and also helps you stay focused on one task for each work sprint because you can write from 9 to 10:30, I am working on my website. So this keeps your day organized. And the last thing you want to consider for your daily planning is your energy levels. You might find that at different times of the day, your brain is more creative. I do my best creative, higher energy work before noon. And so I try to prioritize the projects I really want to get done, especially for my own business, because those are the types that will get pushed off the list if it gets too late in the day. And I do those earlier in the day. This also goes for things like meetings. If you find you like to save them for the end of the day or get them over with in the beginning of the day, either one is great. So you can keep those in one area of your day and not have them breaking up your focused work time. And that is really it. So just to recap real quick, this whole system can be implemented super easily, just in a day really. Give yourself some time to plan out your 12-week goals, break those down into weekly tactics, use those to plan out your week, and then on the daily basis, you just read those 1 to 3 main to-dos that you put in when you were doing your weekly planning, and then time block your day accordingly. So I hope you give the system a try, even if just for a few weeks, because it's honestly helped me get so many things done that I used to push off my to-do list, especially the things for my own business, because as service providers, we have a tendency to take care of our clients more than our own businesses sometimes, which makes sense because they're paying us. But at the same time, if we want to grow our business, we need to put away time for business development. And like I said before, I've tried a lot of productivity systems, and this is the most effective one I've found, but it also might not be the best one for you. If you do end up putting this system in place, I highly recommend reading The 12-Week Year and also the book Make Time, which is basically an encyclopedia of time management hacks to try, and I will link to both in the show notes below. But that is it for now, and thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you next week.